It was Palm Sunday, and because of a sore throat, 5-year-old Annie stayed home from church with her mom. When the family returned home, they were carrying palms. Annie asked what they were, for people held them over Jesus' head as he rode on a colt, her father explained. Wouldn't you know it, Annie fussed. The one Sunday and I'm sick, and Jesus shows up and offers pony rides. Seeing Palm Sunday through the eyes of children invites us to dwell in the playful nature of the feast. If only we could stay there. I was asked by a parishioner just this past week, why do we have to ruin the joy of Palm Sunday with the reading of the Passion? And I think this is not a strange question. Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday seem to send a mixed message on the very same day. Yet, if we consider it more deeply, it makes sense in light of the life of Jesus and has an important message for our own lives. For me, this jolt, the joy of Palm Sunday to the terror of the Passion, makes sense when you consider, for any of us, life can change in a moment. One day, Jesus is riding high by the people and acclaimed as their king. The next, he is hauled off and arrested, tortured physically and emotionally, made to carry his own instrument of death, and to nail to that cross, hanging there in utter shame and disgrace as a common criminal. We see this drama playing itself out in our contemporary world among historical figures. Think of John or Bobby Kennedy, who were both in situations where they were receiving accolades of the crowd one minute and the next gunned down by assassins. Or think of Dr. Martin Luther King, who on April 3rd, 1968, the night before he was killed, said this, "I have been to the mountaintop, and I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to have a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and he's allowed me to go up the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you tonight to know that we as a people will get to the promised land, and I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man." And this type of drama comes into our own lives. Think of those times when we've experienced great tragedy right on the heels of joy or success. Think of those moments we've witnessed life change on a dime as a result of an accident, a sudden illness, or death. It reminds me of a family in my hometown whose teen was driving home from a graduation party and died in a car accident from drinking. Palm Sunday slaps us in the face with this reality. As Reverend Stephen Price of Grand Rapids writes, the drama of Palm Sunday leads us into Jesus' passion. It includes the drama of praise, the drama of hypocrisy, and the drama of our deepest need. This is the reality for Jesus and for us. Holy Week is a week of stories about the pain and heartbreak. Yet as a people of faith, we know this is not the end, because we know what's coming Sunday. We complete the drama of Jesus' life this week while reflecting upon that reality in our own lives. In the midst of the pain and sorrow, we claim our own identity in the life, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Yet our tendency is to rush to Easter, And it's important to not jump there too quickly, rather to enter into the whole story. We are beginning a journey this week, but like any journey, you cannot jump to your destination without traveling there with all the ups and downs, the failures and disappointments on the way. I invite you all to join us for services this coming Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and explore this story of Jesus and to reflect on how it is part of your life and mine. So I encourage you to take home the announcements in your bulletin to know when we will gather, and I encourage you to share in this journey together.